Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Now, this is the biggest day of the year for local book lovers. It's the San Antonio Book Festival. Who are the big names at this year's Literary Carnival and Literary Love-In? We've got the list. More than 90 national, regional, and local authors will be there at the Downtown Public Library Saturday, April the 7th. And with us to talk about that, we're joined by Katie Flato, Executive Director of the San Antonio Book Festival, Clay Smith, Literary Director for the Book Festival, and Tracy Bennett, President of the San Antonio Public Library Foundation. Great to have you here in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you. Great to see you.
So, Katie, what's in store?
So many things. We have an incredible lineup this year of over 91 authors. It's just a huge array of subject matter and voices and interests. I think our lineup this year is super strong. We have a lot of nonfiction, probably a majority this year is nonfiction, which is different for us. But we're tackling all the subjects that you see in the news every day. We've got issues like politics and
a lot of border stuff.
A lot of immigration, border, water. We have, environmental issues.
Power, electric power, CPS.
That's fun. Yeah.
So, so we're talking about literary and the writing and the art of writing, and there's a lot of poetry and also a lot of great nonfiction happening as well. If you've got a question or a comment, you want to talk about the book festival, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. Clay, talk about the process and putting together this list. And I know it's hard.
Yeah, it is. And this is our sixth year. And we've really been encouraged by the fact that we get more and more submissions every year. So what I do is I write book publicist in New York and across the country and ask them to send their famous writers to the San Antonio Book Festival. And then writers submit themselves. And I and a group of people sort of look at all these submissions and how the books might fit in with one another. And we try to choose about 90 to 100 books that will let the attendees feel like there's something for every kind of reader. So that's the main thing we do in the selection process. And then the second half of it is figuring out how all these 90 writers fit together and who's going to get along well with other writers and what kind of ideas people are caring about in our country right now. So that's sort of what my job here is.
And Tracy, you're with the San Antonio Public Library Foundation. How does the Library Foundation benefit from the book festival?
Well, it creates tremendous awareness for the library system that day. It's just so wonderful to see the building full of book lovers and people getting their library card, which is free. So it's a really good, dedicated downtown focus on not only the Central Library, but the library system, and then our partners, the School of Art next door. So
Southwest?
Mm-hmm, Southwest School of Art. So it's just a great opportunity to bring the two campuses together for a free event that's free and open to the public and people to check out library books and get their library cards.
Got a question on Twitter from Keyless Torch. Other than book festivals, how can we get more authors to stop in San Antonio on book tours? They usually buy passes to go to indie bookstores in Austin and Houston. So we see a lot of big names going to Book People, and we see some people coming to the Twig, but you wonder why isn't San Antonio also on that tour list? Any ideas, Katie?
We're doing everything we can to change that is all I can say. I think that the book festival has definitely made a difference in New York with publishers, and we're really putting San Antonio on the literary map.
It highlights how important a book festival is. The fact that,
absolutely.
A lot of these people, they go to Book People in Austin, and a lot of San Antonio book lovers will drive up there to see some of their favorite authors. But this is the one time of the year that you're really going to see really big names, great writers, and see them up close and be able to talk to them, ask them questions about their process. And they'll tell you hints, things that you won't read in the book, stuff behind the scenes. Also get a signature on your book, personalize it. I mean, really have a very intimate experience I don't think you can duplicate that anywhere else. I've been to the Capitol Book Festival. That's really big and fantastic, but this is really outstanding because it's happening right here in your own library, people close to you. And Clay, I wonder what you think about that.
Well, it's such an important point because I do think that when that there's a large portion of the population, not just here, but in the country at large, when you say the words book festival, I think they literally think of a Scholastic book fair. And that's because we all, like, Scholastic book fair happens in so many schools around this country. But really what the San Antonio Book Festival is an occasion not to be lectured to about this or that writer's latest ideas, but to engage with some of the best thinkers in this country and to make your voice heard, and to really sort of, the news is so much with us every single day, and our lives have become so politicized in so many ways that, you know, book writers, we rely on them to sort of take a step back and give a different perspective to how we see the world. And so the book festival is just from 10 to 5, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on April 7th.
9 a.m. to 5.
9 a.m., I'm sorry, to 5 p.m. It's just one day. But the conversations that happen there, you know, last throughout the year, and we're sort of both reflecting the sort of unique culture of San Antonio, but also influencing it. And that's a beautiful job for me to have.
One of the things that happens with our festival being so intimate and easy to get around and navigate, and now that we're in our sixth year, people understand what to expect and how to go. I mean, I think if you've never been to a book festival, sometimes it might sound intimidating. You don't know, you know, how it works. But I think now our community understands that, and also it is in such a beautiful location, and it's easy, and there's just no stress about it. The only stressful part is choosing which session you're going to go to, because
that is true.
You have a lot of choices,
and that's exactly how we want it.
We like to keep it where you're going to leave, you know, knowing that you missed something.
But there are special events, things like the Moth is mm-hmm. coming back this year, mm-hmm. and a lot of Texas Public Radio listeners know the Moth and listen to it, and they can go and experience it live here at the book festival. And do you want to talk about that, Katie?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a big connection with Texas Public Radio. The Moth, which airs on Saturdays, which is a storytelling program and one of the most popular podcasts in the universe. This will be our second year to bring them. It's a great partnership. We do that at the Majestic Theater on Friday night before the Saturday of the festival. Another Texas Public Radio connection is Paula Poundstone from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell, and the Poundstone Institute, which is a podcast, is one of our authors, and she'll be at our Book Appetit Literary Luncheon on Friday, which is a little fundraising event for us. And we also have these Book It lunches, which are 8 people get to gather with an author and have lunch at Club Giroux on the day of the festival. Those are just special events that we do. But really, the festival itself has such great life and activity. And, you know, we like to say, come early, stay late, stay all day, because even if you have plotted out who you want to hear, you really should leave time to just wander into some sessions that you weren't expecting to go to, because everybody is going to be an influencer.
So there are so many names to talk about, people who are going to be big names. People might recognize, like, Jorge Ramos, who is the newsman, and he's going to be there talking about his book. And I know we have an interview scheduled with him for Texas Matters coming up in a couple of weeks. And so we're going to be trying to, and a lot of these people I've interviewed already. I did an interview with Michael Hurd with the book Thursday Night Lights, the story of Black high school football in Texas. And this was a fascinating story. And I'm so glad to see that he's been included and being able to talk about sort of pre-integration Black high school football. It's called Thursday Night Lights because that was the night that they played football, yeah. And how important it was to their culture and community, and what happened to that with integration. And it's just a different look at some historic part of Texas. And they talk about San Antonio high school teams in the book as well and playing against other state teams. And,
And
so I just wanted also for Katie to talk about the fiction contest.
The fiction contest.
Right, for high school students. So I think that's a really important point because it's an outreach prior to the festival.
Mm-hmm. All right, you wanted to add to that?
No, I think it's, that goes back to how we're affecting the community in the long term. And I think, building interest in creative writing is one of those things. Another aspect of our book festival that is so special is it does have a very sincere San Antonio feel to it. I think authors leave knowing they've been here. It has a unique atmosphere, and books like the one that you were just talking about by Michael Hurd, really, in all the ones that we have, like on immigration and.
I mean, our audience seems to really go for Texas books. And so Michael Hurd's book about Black high school football is a great example of that, because it's the kind of book we can program when we pay attention to smaller presses. They're really getting into sort of particular cultures, and it's a really great thing to be able to reflect that in the festival's lineup.
And just this morning, we heard on Morning Edition on NPR, we heard the interview with Francisco Cantu, where a line becomes a river, dispatches from the border. He's going to be there. And that was a really great interview. We'll try to get connected with him also to talk more about his days as a Border Patrol agent. So have you been to the San Antonio Book Festival? What are your favorite local authors? What's your favorite book experience? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. A one-minute break. We'll be right back. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Put a big red circle around Saturday, April 7th. That is the San Antonio Book Festival. More than 90 authors will be coming to San Antonio. Many of them are local. A lot of them are regional, national authors, international authors. They'll be here, and it's a free, family-friendly event. And it's at the downtown public library, and you have book signings, children, teen events, all food trucks, all sorts of great things going on. It's really just the best day of the year if you are a book lover. If you've got a question or a comment, talk about your experience, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, like Patricia. And Patricia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wanting to ask about the parking. I attended the festival last year, had a great time, went to about three sessions. But I had to park about eight blocks away and pay for parking. And I just wondered if there were some other arrangements for being able to park a little closer.
All right, yeah, Patricia. So thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Patricia. Online, there'll be a map, and it will show free parking around. And then also the actual library parking garage, which isn't free, but it's $5 for the entire day. But you got to get there early for that one. But there's plenty of free parking, and our other suggestion is bus or Uber down. But really,
since the event is free,
yes, the event.
So basically, what you're paying for parking, that may be your only big ticket
except for
item.
All the books you're gonna buy.
Well, yeah. that's a choice.
Because we should mention that the sale of books during the festival do benefit San Antonio Public Libraries.
Okay.
And that's
important. And that's no small thing.
It is no small thing.
And talk about that, Tracy Bennett.
Well, this is a wonderful partnership because, again, not only about the awareness, but the Book Festival does support the Library Foundation, and in turn, the Library Foundation supports the library system. We have 30 libraries in our system, free and open to the public. So not only does financial support, but the awareness is priceless. We couldn't pay for that. So we're very pleased. This is our signature program of the Library Foundation, and it's just a great partnership.
Another book that I think is interesting that San Antonians should get into is the book by Louis F. Fisher about Maverick, the American name that became a legend. And I had Louis on recently on Texas Matters talking about the Maverick. And there's so much in the family, with the Maverick family, in the history of San Antonio, that you just don't every time you look at something and you realize, oh, there's a maverick involved in this incredible story. Like when the city of San Antonio tried to take Travis Park and turn that into a parking garage, and the Maverick family sued the city saying, no, if you're going to do that, we need our property back. Because it was originally Samuel Maverick's orchard. And just all sorts of crazy stories about them standing up and fighting the establishment and fighting for the people of San Antonio. And I just think that, you know, we got to reclaim that name Maverick and really make it part of San Antonio's brand.
Well, the good news is there's a local restaurant opening next month called Maverick downtown next to
El Mirador.
El Mirador.
Okay. So, but this is Louis Fisher will be there. He knows he's San Antonio's storyteller, historian, great person to feature, and he'll be part of the events. And what are some other authors you think are going to draw people to the festival?
Well, Sandra Cisneros
Sure.
does not live here anymore, but of course.
She's here a lot.
Here a lot, and but still, I think we consider her a beloved local writer. You mentioned Jorge Ramos. His new book is called Stranger. It's probably no surprise to anyone that he's writing about immigration in sort of a political context. Jason Reynolds is one of this country's major children's book writers, has won some major prizes, and his career is going amazingly. So I think he's going to gather a ton of people. We have a really vibrant young adult programming, teen programming. So Holly Black, her new novel, The Cruel Prince, is, I think, number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list right now. And Neil Schusterman, whose new novel, Thunderhead, in his series is number 3. So we've got some
so big... Let me ask you about the children's event and why this is so good to bring the kids down and what they'll get out of it. Because it's really thrilling when you're at the Literary Festival of the Life and you see all of the kids and having a great time talking about books and talking to authors and being able to see that, the literary arts it's fun.
So what we do, which we're extremely proud of, another partnership that we have is with SA Reads, and they help us bring in an organized way, a lot of kids from underserved communities who have sort of, we fashion a little dance card, if you will, for them of things to do and places to be and authors to hear and meet. And then they leave with a festival T-shirt and a free book. And I think that kind of engagement that we're making with kids, and particularly with kids who maybe don't get all of the benefits that others do in terms of books and learning to read and...
And showing kids that books aren't just something that you're handed in school and told to read, but something that, you know, books where you can see yourself reflected in those stories, and the books are things that you engage with and you can return to again and again. That's such a crucial dynamic to introduce at a young age, and I'm particularly proud, I mean, of those literacy partnerships and the work that the rest of the staff has done.
And it may be the first time they've been to a library and discovering that they can check out a free book. So that's a beauty about it all, too, having them there.
And can you talk a little bit, Katie, about how the outreach and making sure that kids from all across San Antonio get to enjoy the book festival?
We work with dozens of other nonprofit educational organizations who help us round up kids. And of course, we Tracy mentioned the fiction contest earlier, and you know, we have to do outreach to get the fiction contest launched in schools, and then those same principals and teachers and librarians help us make the students and their families aware of the book festival. So we also do author visits to schools throughout the year. And right before the festival, we have 4 different authors visiting local schools and teaching in the creative writing classes. So the
book festival is enjoying broad support from all sorts of different agencies in San Antonio, sponsors. A lot of people recognize that. And the city of San Antonio throwing you off some cash to help keep this going. But, you know, there's a lot of people. Can you tell me who are the people that we ought to recognize to make sure that the book festival continues to be robust?
Well, the city of San Antonio has really been helpful to us, as has the Bexar County. We've got lots of private foundations, the John and Florence Newman Foundation, the Mays Family Foundation, the Zachary Foundation, the list goes on. It's all on our website, and we're very proud of our sponsors, and obviously we couldn't do it without them. The 80-20 Foundation, I'd be afraid I'd forget somebody, but really it's an easy event and project to get behind because the results are so palpable, and we make an impact every time, every year, and that impact lasts throughout the year.
You got a 6-year track record now, coming up on 6 years. This is your sixth annual one.
And there are, you know, there are book festivals across the country, big ones that charge people to attend, and we're able to keep it free because of those sponsors. So I think it's important.
If I may, I'd just like to recognize the library staff that day. They go, you know, we're interrupting their business as usual, and they're so helpful. And we just really appreciate the partnership with the staff because they're amazing.
And they do a lot of work.
Yeah.
And also the Southwest School of Art.
Right.
Amazing partners. I want to tell you what I'm excited about because I was just thinking about how amazing it is that we have this huge array of voices. And I just, for an example, we just got the Joni Mitchell biographer, who's called David Yaffe. And to think that we have a book like that, that might seem a little esoteric, and then maybe 4 books on different presidents. We have a book on Trump, we have a book on the 2 Bushes, we have a book on Obama. And then we also have a book on coyotes, and
wolves, don't forget about
and then, and a book on jellyfish.
Right. Nate Blakesley, American Wolf, Spineless, Julie Burwald. I got the books right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. You know. Don't forget your foodie lovers. We have food books, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, so where do you see the book festival going? I mean, so is it, what's the dream?
Well, my dream is that headlining authors start calling Clay and saying, can we come to your book festival?
Well, some of them do. I mean, you know, one thing we haven't mentioned is that it is such an easy sell to say to a nationally known writer, please come to San Antonio, because there's so much that this city has to recommend, and it has so much a culture of its own that, you know, I don't have to sell San Antonio to writers who may know nothing about it. They know that it's a great place to come and visit. So my job is easy in that context. I mean, as for the festival's growth, we have had numerous requests over the years to turn it into a 2-day festival, a Saturday and a Sunday. It's 1 day right now, and we're trying to grow that in a very prudent way.
First, we'd like to get all of the venues absolutely standing room only. And that's starting to happen. Last year, we did have we can tell our growth by that on all the different sessions. And I'd like to get more, schools involved with getting those kids there. And ultimately, I'd love to be able to give every child that came to the book festival a free book.
This is one of those things where if you support it, attend it. Right. Go to it. If you like the idea of San Antonio having a great, wonderful book festival, then you need to be there because your presence is adding support and you're helping us continue. I want to thank our guest. The book festival is on April the
7th.
April the 7th, a Saturday. And go and have fun. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.